For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Federal investigators are on the scene of that deadly duck boat accident during stormy weather near Branson, Missouri Thursday. National Transportation Safety Board member Earl Weiner said Friday it could take up to a year to determine what caused the boat to capsize.
We'll look at the vessel, we'll look at the operation of the vessel, we'll look at the people involved, we'll look at the environment.
State officials say that 9 of the 17 dead are from one family, and 2 members of that family survived. One survivor says the captain told them to stay seated rather than grab flotation devices.
We were told to stay seated, and everybody stayed seated. Nobody grabbed it. When that boat is found, all those life jackets are going to be on there.
The grief-stricken community, known for its country shows and entertainment, hosted 2 vigils Friday night. About 300 people gathered in the parking lot of Ride the Ducks of Branson, and others mourned at a church singing Amazing Grace at both locations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
As he considers a run for the White House in 2020, former Vice President Joe Biden is talking about the Trump administration's get tough policies on the border. Addressing a major Latino civil rights group in Phoenix Friday, Biden saying that the White House is undoing progress made during the Obama years and telling grotesque lies about the amount of violent crimes that can be blamed on undocumented immigrants.
Our reputation is being tarnished around the world.
Biden speaking at the League of United Latin American Citizens 89th National Convention in Phoenix. A couple of leading House Democrats failed Thursday in an attempt to get a subpoena for President Trump's interpreter to testify about what was said behind closed doors in Helsinki. Judy Jenner with the American Translators Association.
As far as I know, there is no precedent for this. As a court interpreter, I'm at high-level federal court pretty much every day. Those notes have never been requested by anybody. I treat those notes also as confidential.
The two interpreters in the room with Trump and Putin are the only ones who know what was said during their two-hour meeting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
North Korea is trying to circumvent sanctions imposed on Pyongyang as part of the demands to denuclearize. More on that from John Clements.
North Korea has been trying to get around the sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed. Nikki Haley, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., says the illegal transfers disrupt the U.S. talks with North Korea.
The Security Council is going to hold tight. The international community, we ask you to hold tight as we go forward. The problem that we are encountering is that some of our friends have decided that they want to go around the rules.
I'm John Clemens.
In the Democratic Weekly Address, Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan discusses the Flint water crisis and calls for $1 trillion in federal infrastructure spending.
The crisis is not over. Flint is still recovering. Still today, families do not trust their water and depend on filters and bottled water. This is completely unacceptable. In the richest country in the world, clean drinking water should be a basic human right.
A new EPA Inspector General report calls on the agency to strengthen its oversight of state drinking water systems and speed up its response to public health emergencies. A tornado damaged at least 20 buildings in New Middletown, Indiana on Friday. Winds were clocked at 65 to 85 miles per hour. No serious injuries were reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.